Well, hello there. Come take a listen in on a conversation with one of the most inspiring people I know. Learn the true understanding of some people's beliefs through the inside perspective. Take insight on what it truly means to be hit with Gator.
Hi, Brianna Jones. How are you doing today?
Considering what just happened, a little shaken, but I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Everything going good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why do you feel as though I asked you to give your story?
Because I'm your friend, and you were there when it happened, so, like, maybe that's why.
You feel as though I could put a little input into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, before we dive into it, like, how do you feel in this moment about the situation?
I mean, I have no regrets because it was an experience. I mean, I feel like it was necessary. That's how I feel.
So, can you exactly explain what it is or your story?
I'm not going to tell you the story, but I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
I'm bisexual.
And are you comfortable with who you are and the people around you now that you know your sexuality?
I mean, I always was, but yeah, a little bit more now. Not everyone, but the majority.
So, what was your sexuality before you decided to become bisexual or gay or homosexual?
I was straight like every other girl on the playground.
So, what do you mean by your little expression?
I mean, everybody when they were younger, you know, they're supposed to be straight. And, you know, I was just like, okay, I'm supposed to like guys, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm just like guys.
And can you, like, give a little about what changed your sexuality? What helped persuade you to expressing yourself that way?
I was just attracted to both females and males. And I was afraid to, you know, show it until, like, I got here. And it was really acceptable. But I guess what persuaded it was... it was just something that was in me all along.
And how did you feel as your family and friends reacted to it? Because I know, being a friend and all that, I didn't have a problem with it at all. I loved you either way, before and after. So,
I mean, all of my friends, they were fine. They were like, okay, that's cute. And my sister, she was okay with it also.
Friends and family reactions.
Oh. I felt okay. I felt really accepted, and it just made me want to be have so much more pride in myself and who I was. I mean, my parents, they kind of still don't know. Well, kind of. My mother wasn't too happy about it. She still doesn't know. Well, she knows, but she doesn't want to know that she knows. That makes sense.
Okay, did you expect those reactions to happen, or just be the way, come out the way it did?
Yeah, I expected the reactions that I got because, you know, we're Christian, Baptist, and the way my parents read the Bible is that homosexuality is against the Bible, and I'm going, like, to hell for it. So it was expected.
Did you feel as though your religion really put an impact on you becoming gay?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I was so searched what they were going to say and how they were going to react, so it did.
So did you feel as though you, at any point, did you just feel as though you wanted to rebel or anything? Or did you just
no.
always have that feeling?
I just didn't, like, I really, honestly, I didn't care and I still don't care because this is me, this is my life, and it's not yours. So when I leave the house, I'm not going to be living with you. It's going to be me and myself and whoever I'm in love with at the time. So I had to live for me, and I didn't want to be like, F you, Mom, throwing stuff and, you know, having hissy fits, because that was just, it was unnecessary. Like, what was that going to fix? Nothing. Just break some stuff in my house, and then I'm going to have a broken house. So I just left it as it was, and until they want to come around.
Did you ever want to, did you ever just feel as though you didn't want to be gay, or that you felt as though you shouldn't have had, like, those feelings?
Yeah, all the time.
Placed on you?
Like, when I was a little bit younger and I felt it, I was just like, oh, my God, this is so wrong. Because, you know, you're a child. And all, I'm like 12, and all you little girls' friends are like, oh my gosh, I just dated Brian, he is so fine. I'm just like, oh, well, I just saw Bethany, she was cute today. So I felt like, yeah, I never really wanted them in the beginning, but.
So on that note, did the reactions happen in the way you presumed them to go?
Yeah.
You expected every person to just act the way they did?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, did I react the way that you thought I would?
Oh my God, Niche. Kinda. I mean, I already knew who you were, so I wasn't expecting you to be like, oh my gosh, good for you. At first, you were like, oh my God, my friend is bot. But then after a while, you were like, it's cool, it's all right. I'm letting it go because you're my friend.
Did you ever feel as, like, even though you say most of your friends really just mostly were there for you, did you ever feel at any point that anybody, like, really put an intimidation towards you? Or did you feel as though they may have smiled in your face or had some...
Oh, yes. All the
feeling
time.
Feeling underneath.
Do you mean, like, friends or just people in general?
I mean, me...
Classmates and stuff.
Anybody close. Mm-hmm. Anybody. Classmates, maybe.
I could tell that, like, when my classmates saw me with, like, one of my girlfriends, they were like, what? When did this happen? And, like, I noticed hugs got looser. Mm-hmm. And they became handshakes. I got looked up and down like, what the heck just happened to her? I got that. It wasn't really, like, intense, but it happened, and I wasn't bothered.
Are you actually scared of, now knowing of your sexuality, are you scared of meeting, like, new people or facing their reactions toward who you are? So, saying you get to a college... And, like, are you just scared of anyone's reactions?
I am. Because I know my brother doesn't know, but he's not really in my life. So I think if I told him, he's really hardcore. He's a straight up dude. So he might go crazy. But outside of my family, I'm a little nervous, just a little bit. So I know to take precautions before I go telling people my business and, you know, actually become friends with them before saying, oh, guess what I am? Dot, dot, dot. So, yeah, I am.
All right. So, wait, did you at any point, teachers, actually, because I noticed that we said family, friends, but did you feel anything from teachers differently? Maybe, like, even your advisor?
Yeah.
Did you feel as though they, like, treated you differently? Like, maybe just stopped calling on you?
No. Like, they never did that because, you know, SLA is a...
Very diverse.
Yeah.
But
I know that my mother and my teacher had a little conversation. And my teacher was much more concerned about my feelings after that conversation. So I wouldn't necessarily say she neglected me, but she cared for me more after that.
You feel as though once you came out that she just was like one of the people that helped support you in a way? One of the people that stood for you? Or like, do you feel as though...
Oh, yeah. She did stand for me.
She did. Do you feel as though she only did it because of her job? Or do you feel as though she actually does have a feel, like, caring?
I don't really know my advisor as well as I should. But I think she did it from, like, her heart, not just because of her job. Because as a teacher, she didn't have to do what she did. She didn't. She didn't have to, you know, talk to me and hug me every day and ask me how was everything. She didn't have to do that. Because her job doesn't say, oh, when you have a gay student, make sure they're okay. Like, it doesn't say that. So I think she did it from the bottom of her heart.
Well, knowing that, how do you see yourself in the future now, knowing that knowing more of yourself
in the future? How do I see myself?
Yes, because, like, everyone had that question thrown at them when they were little, 10 years old. What do you want to be? How do you see yourself?
I want to be, like, somewhere this one kind of goofy. Like, somewhere nude in the jungle, you know, doing something really unorthodox. Like, I don't want to be in the office. I don't want to be in a cubicle, like, nothing. I just want to be out in the open, in the wildlife, free, voguing, dancing. eating fruits, pineapples, you know, just that's really it. I don't really liberate it.
Did you feel as though, like, any of the experiences from all these people, like, really help you find out who you are? Do you feel as though if anything that didn't happen happened, that it would be a whole different other way? Would you feel as though you still didn't know yourself? Or?
Yeah, it would.
And did you feel as though your sexuality could have made or break you at any point?
Break the hell out of me. Lord Jesus, oh my God. I was scared for my life. But I thought it was going to break me.
What were you more scared of at the time? Like people finding out? Were you scared of the feelings you were having? Were you scared of...
First, I was terrified about people who didn't know me finding out and judging me. And then I was scared, well, yeah, about those people first, because those are people who are around me every day, all day. Then I was afraid of, like, people who were closer to me, who knew me very well and didn't expect this from me finding out. And then being like, oh, shoot, I thought Bree was that girl, you know? And, yeah, that's about it.
So, now, do you feel as though you as yourself, now that you know who you are and everything, do you feel as though you crossed boundaries for yourself?
I sure did. I crossed...
maybe emotional or relationship or...
yeah, relationship-wise, of course. Religion, not so much. Because, like, Mr. K really helped me analyze this scripture in the Bible. I can't really quote it, so don't quote me off this. That's like, that's, people interpret it as saying that there were two homosexuals in love or whatever, and if that's not the case, it would happen. So the Bible doesn't say anything about homosexuality from what I know, from what I've researched. So, no, not religion-wise. I haven't crossed any boundaries. I don't think so. But myself, emotionally, I definitely have. Like, letting those emotions go and, like, letting people, allowing people to understand me and letting myself understand myself, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So, do you feel as though your religion, do you feel as though your religion just... added on to the situation to cause more problems?
Mm-hmm. On top of the, like, judgment, then it was religion, and, well, not my friends so much, like, my family more so. Yeah, that was a big impact on the reaction, was religion.
And do you feel as though you just maybe, pushed away from your religion a little bit more, finding out who you are?
Oh, yes. I wanted to become Buddhist.
You wanted to change it all, huh?
Yes, I wanted to become Buddhist because, like, when in the 7th, 8th grade, we did, like, this study on all these religions throughout the world. And, like, the whole goal of Buddhism, from what I remember, is to find self-enlightenment. So I really enjoyed reading about that because, you know, you weren't worshiping the God and, you know, having to go to him and all this other stuff and quoting what he says from the book and, you know, having people looking at you one way. It was just about being happy with who you are and everything else around you and finding balance. So I really wanted to become Buddhist. And then I was like, that's doing too much, man. Just come out. It's not that deep. It's really not that deep. And so it just happened.
So find out who your sexuality actually caused you to just want to just change your religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that you feel as though you crossed boundaries of yourself, do you feel as though you crossed anyone else's boundaries around you?
Good question.
I try.
When you think about it. Yes. All of my homophobic friends out there. I ain't gonna say no names, but they was like, hold up, back up about 2 feet, boo. Like, there was a actual boundary. Like, you can't be my friend no more. That's nasty. Ew. Yeah. But everybody else, my parents, of course, I told you about that. And everybody was close to me. No, I haven't crossed their boundaries. Simone, I crossed your boundary?
No.
I crossed your boundary, Crystal? I crossed your boundary?
Heck no.
I'm just asking, because I don't know about them.
So, knowing everything that I actually just made you think of in these moments, is there anything, like, you would want to finish off by saying to anyone at this point?
I do, actually. For all of my, you know, that you call me, we in the LGBTQ community call them closet homos, please, Jesus Lord, for the sake of your soul and for the sake of your emotions, come out to yourself. Like, admit it to yourself before anybody else, because you can't, if I tell you, like, Nish, oh, I'm gay, and then I don't feel it, I'm just like, oh, wait, am I really gay, or am I just saying it because I look kind of cool, you know? So, like, come out. It's the best thing for you. You're going to feel so free. And for my homophobes out there, this is not your fucking life. Honestly. I'm not having sex with you or anything. This is not your life. So please just calm that shit the fuck down. Excuse my language, but that really annoys me. Really annoys me, because there's no reason to. No reason to. I'm not like, oh my God, that straight girl is so fine. No. And another thing, for y'all who think the homosexuals, like every girl or every homo, that lesbians, like every girl that walked past them, that's not the case. Just like you, like every guy that walked past you, that's the same way we feel. And for my homosexual guys, I think it is the same thing. And for all those out there who have a friend who was gay and they're not being a friend to them right now, go give them a hug, please, because they need you. They really do.
And I feel as though nobody could have said it better than you just did. So I want to thank you so much, love.
You're welcome.
For helping me with my conversation and my interview.
Make me cry.
And don't feel as though you really helped me. You may have helped someone else just by telling your story. We hope you get a true perspective of how it feels to be in society where people get a retreating signal telling them a person is homosexual. We hope you understand the true effects of gaydar.
Shout out to Mr. Homo.